This recording will help you learn more about sleep disorders and hopefully answer some questions you may have. At the end, there will also be an opportunity for you to practice some relaxation techniques. We hope, as you listen, you find this both valuable and useful. Normal sleep, contrary to popular belief, is actually an active process. Unfortunately, not all people are able to experience normal sleep on their own. Normally, sleep is regulated by an internal biological clock, which is synchronized to the light and dark cycle. The biorhythm generated by this clock is called a circadian rhythm. All living things, from plants to animals to humans, have such a mechanism to regulate their activity according to day-light cycle in which they live. Sleep, which occurs in stages, happens in two major categories, REM, or rapid eye movement, and non-REM, or non-rapid eye movement. Non-REM sleep is further divided into three stages, with stage delta sleep being the deepest, most restorative stage. There is a normal cycling through the sleep stages, with most people entering REM every 90 minutes. During non-REM sleep, especially during delta sleep, our body works to restore itself by releasing hormones to help repair wear and tear experienced during the day. We can dream in all sleep stages. However, dreams generated during REM sleep are the most vivid and memorable. During REM sleep, we normally lose the ability to use limb muscles. This normal loss of muscle activity in REM sleep helps prevent us from acting out our dreams and possibly endangering ourselves. In REM sleep, thoughts and memories from the day are processed. Different sleep disorders may occur in different sleep stages. For example, sleepwalking and night terrors usually occur out of non-REM sleep. On the other hand, in some patients, the normal loss of muscle tone does not occur in REM sleep. These patients may act out their dreams, usually violent ones, and potentially hurt others or themselves. One may wonder if they are getting enough sleep and how many hours are required for the average person. Well, this question brings up an important fact, and that is everyone is different. While the average amount of sleep for an adult is about 7.5 hours, individual sleep needs may vary from person to person. While 6 hours of sleep may be sufficient for some, others may need as much as 9 for normal functioning. How you feel in the morning and during the day is a good indicator of whether you are allowing yourself enough sleep. Within a few minutes after waking up, you should feel refreshed and rested. If you believe you are providing yourself with an efficient amount of sleep, and yet do not feel refreshed on arising each day, then you may consider consulting your physician. Further, normally we are able to maintain alertness and function well throughout the workday. Even though it is normal to feel a little less wakeful in the mid or late afternoon, we should still not be impeded in normal functioning. If you find yourself falling asleep when you shouldn't be, say while driving, while working, at a meeting, or in class, or in other unusual situations, consider consulting a physician. Sleep hygiene refers to your sleeping habits, just as dental hygiene refers to how you take care of your teeth. Your personal sleep hygiene can be affected by many factors, such as watching TV while you fall asleep, going to bed late, or getting up early and napping during the day. Your personal sleep hygiene should include the following. 1. Setting a constant bed or lights out time and wake up time. 2. 20 to 30 minutes prior to your scheduled bedtime, you should stop your evening activities such as watching TV or doing homework and establish a bedtime routine. This will signal your body that you are ready to go to sleep. 3. A bedtime routine can consist of taking a relaxing bath or shower, having a light, non-caffeine-containing snack, reading for a few minutes prior to lights out, listening to soft music, or even white noise, or any other activity you find relaxing. 4. Do not drink alcohol 4 to 6 hours before going to bed. Alcohol makes you feel sleepy, but it also causes you to wake up due to the level of alcohol in your body decreasing. 5. Avoid caffeine for at least 8 hours before your bedtime. Drinks like soda, coffee, tea, and chocolate that contain caffeine can keep you from falling asleep and staying asleep. 6. Avoid spicy foods 4 to 6 hours before going to sleep. 7. Exercise regularly, especially in the afternoon. This can help deepen sleep. However, one should not exercise vigorously within 1 hour prior to bedtime. 8. The sleeping environment should be cool, dark, and comfortable. 9. Reserve the bedroom for sleep and sex. The bedroom should be a place that your body is conditioned to sleeping. There are also things you can do to help you fall asleep. For example, your light bedtime snack may be helpful. Warm milk, some herbal teas, and bananas are good choices. You can also do light muscle stretching activities or use relaxation techniques, a few of which we will describe for you. Having poor sleep hygiene is one of the most common problems in our society. Some of these tips may seem like common sense, but you would be surprised to know that many people do not follow them.